SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charges have been filed against a man who plowed his car into President Biden's motorcade. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
It happened Sunday night when the president and first lady were getting into their vehicle in Wilmington, Delaware. A man crashed his vehicle into a motorcade SUV about 200 feet away from them. The Bidens were unharmed in the incident. Police say the man has been charged with drunk driving and described the incident as an accidental collision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, heavy rain and high winds are hitting the Northeast for a second time in a week, spurring flood warnings and electricity outages. Rich Otto is a forecaster in College Park, Maryland, with the National Weather Service.
There's a slew of flood products that are out right now, blanketing the northern mid-Atlantic into the Northeast. Again, flood watches, flood warnings, flash flood warnings, flood advisories.
And he says rain is going to continue with some areas getting up to 5 inches before it's all said and done. New study adds to evidence severe obesity is becoming more common in young U.S. children. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The highest rate for severe obesity in young children was in California at 2.8%, and there were notable rises in some racial and ethnic groups, with young Hispanic children at 2.8%.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. The increase echoes nationwide data that suggests about 2.5% of all preschool-aged children are severely obese. A study involved young children in the Women, Infants, and Children program, which provides healthy foods and other services. It's been a good session for the major indexes on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average still in positive territory, up about 3 points. This is SRN News. Do you have a soul? Michael Harrington takes a closer look at a study that asked people that question.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 83% of Americans say yes, they do believe they have a soul. 81% also say they think there's a spiritual world beyond the physical, even if we cannot see it. However, only about one-third of respondents say they feel they've actually had a personal encounter with a spirit or an unseen spiritual force. 74% agree with the statement, quote, "Some things can't be explained by science." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Churches had a 5-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but the results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. have received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year and more than 7,000 since the year 2019. This is SRN News. A full-scale response to Houthi terrorist attacks on U.S. targets around Yemen may be in the works. The latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
After nearly 100 rocket and drone attacks against U.S. assets by the Houthis, Iran's Yemeni terror proxies, expectations that Washington is finally prepared to answer the provocations are rife in the region. The Biden administration has been under pressure to respond militarily against the terrorists. The recent uptick in attacks on shipping in the Red Sea and the Houthis' vow to strike at Israel-bound vessels has increased the likelihood of an American response. The Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group has been positioned into the Gulf of Aden to support U.S. action. Commercial shippers have begun to reroute their ships away from the area, while 3 clone attacks were reported on Monday. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.